I'd say no judgment, but for some parenting styles I'm going to talk about, one in particular, there is judgment. But I don't know, I've done lots of, since becoming a parent 4 years ago, I have done lots of soul searching and lots of trial and error and lots of trying to live up to Instagram kind of parenting ideals, swinging between a sort of perfect mummy and a scummy mummy and not really feeling like I fit in anywhere. And I think I finally come to the realization that I you can't really put me in a category, the same as you can't really put anybody in one specific category. I like a mixture of lots of different types of parenting, but for the sake of a nice neat episode, here are some parenting styles that I do not subscribe to. Number one, free range parenting / anti-vax. Now, I know not all free range parenting is anti-vax, but the two are kind of pretty synonymous with each other. For obvious reasons, I vaccinate my children, so hopefully that doesn't need explanation. But free range parenting movement is also not a parenting style that I'm particularly keen on. If you don't know what it is, it involves minimal parenting supervision, and the idea is to foster independence. Now, although I completely agree with kids having autonomy in as many aspects of their life as possible, I also think that children deserve safe boundaries and loving limits. I don't personally think that free-range parenting gives children that. And obviously there's some really extreme examples where kids have been kind of sent out into New York and like left to find their own way home, which is, yeah, insane to me. And there's also some kind of more things at the other end of the spectrum that probably just fit into just the edges of societal norms, in inverted commas. However, I really strongly feel that children just deserve childhoods where they can play. Play is their work. That's the most important thing that children should do, should be able to do, in as free range a way as possible. And I don't think that children can play to their heart's content if they're also having to battle danger above their age, kind of age inappropriate danger. So, you know, I don't want to be a helicopter mum, and I don't believe in the idea of cotton wool kids, and like, you know, as much as my gut reaction is to swaddle my children in comfort and keep them safe so nothing bad ever happens to them, I also don't believe that's the best way to parent. But the extreme is, yeah, too extreme for me. Okay, this one's probably going to be a bit controversial, but peaceful, calm, respectful, wry parenting styles. I've put them, lumped them all in together, which isn't very respectful, but I'm hoping that you take it in the spirit that it's intended. So I totally get the reasoning behind these styles of parenting, but... And actually, you know, if I was my dream parent, I would be a parent that lived and died by all of the peaceful, calm, respectful parenting, traditions, I would say, rather than rules. However, I found that trying to live up to and subscribe to these parenting models sent me into a total spin. The pressure became so great, I ended up being probably the worst parent I've ever been. And that's you know, that's my personality type. I'm an overachiever. I'm a perfectionist, I would say, in recovery, a recovering perfectionist. And I very much want to be the best version of whatever I do. I'm not saying that I am the best version. I try to be in my head is the best version of whatever I'm doing, as opposed to just doing it well. And so I really struggled because, you know, I sleep trained both my babies, and I'm under no illusion that I've trained them to sleep or that they needed to be trained to sleep. It's completely normal for children not to sleep through the night ever. None of us sleep through the night technically. However, I suffer from depression and anxiety and have since I was about 15. And I also, with my second baby, suffered from postnatal depression. It was severe postnatal depression. And so one of my big triggers is sleep deprivation. I cannot function and be the best parent that I want to be if I'm getting up every 45 minutes, every 2 hours. Even getting up a couple of times in the night this time round, I was finding it really hard. I still do get up in the night for night feeds, but most of the time my littlest sleeps through the night, albeit she gets up at 5 most days. It's not very consistent. But what I'm trying to say is that is the only way that I can function was by sleep training. So that firmly does not sit in the respectful, peaceful, calm parenting models. However, that was the best way that I could be respectful to my children, calm and as peaceful as possible, was by getting enough sleep. So to summarise, I think children deserve respect and love and a calm environment. They also deserve a parent who shows up imperfectly rather than a stressed out but perfect version of themselves. So that's kind of why I don't subscribe to any of those things anymore. And I had some really, really good advice from a friend who is a psychologist and who said, be a bit mindful about the content that you're consuming around parenting, because some of it can really start to make you feel like you're crap. And it's not the people who are creating this content's fault, but the same as with any other type of content, be a little bit picky about it. Lastly, this is the last parenting method that I don't subscribe to. Bribery, naughty steps, rewards charts. I don't think this has a name, but no, I don't subscribe to any of that. I mean, for two kind of umbrella reasons. I don't want to train my children into convenient behaviour. And by convenient behaviour, I mean being quiet when it's convenient for them to be quiet. Sitting down and eating when I want them to sit down and eat, and doing things in the way that is convenient to me as opposed to convenient for them. I don't want to train my children into doing that. And also, I can't be asked. I have enough on my plate without adding reward chart crafting. I can't be bothered to make a reward chart. And the admin of keeping up with it. I am not the sort of parent that will ever be able to be consistent if I have lots of different rules that I have to remember and adhere to. So, no. Also, like, naughty steps. I just don't buy into I don't ever use naughty to my children. I never tell them that they're naughty or not naughty. I don't believe in all that naughty and nice, which is pretty interesting around Christmas time. So some parenting rules that I do subscribe to. And they're not really rules, but kind of parenting styles. Honesty. So I really am pretty honest with both my children, in an age appropriate way. I show my emotions. So if I'm sad, I've cried in front of both my children. And, when Anais has said, "What's wrong, mummy?" And I said, "Oh, I'm just really sad." I'm honest in an age appropriate way. I suppose that where it becomes a bit tricky is Father Christmas. I really haven't been honest with her about Father Christmas, mostly because I don't want her to... I think it would be difficult for me to be honest and say Father Christmas doesn't exist, and then also say, but we have to lie so that you don't ruin it for other children. It feels a bit... Yeah. And so, yeah, I haven't... We don't really talk about Father Christmas all that much. She's written a list, but again, with the naughty and nice stuff, I don't really want to reinforce the fact that some old dude, if she's good or bad, is going to give her stuff. I don't really want to reinforce that behavior, but it's all about being age appropriate. Flexibility. This is probably a big thing that I do that I never realized I did. It was just kind of intuitive. So I sometimes say no, and I don't really worry about saying no too much. I don't say it very often. But if my eldest gives me a good reason why I should say yes, and she will sometimes come back with a, but what about this or whatever, or she'll give me an idea to, she kind of negotiates basically. If her reasoning makes sense, I'll say yes, I'll change my mind. And I'm not going to just stick to saying no for no sake. That was something that I was brought up with, autocratic parents who said no. I think sometimes they just, that was just their default position, was to say no. and even when it didn't make sense. So I, that's not the type of parent that I want to be. So the last one I would say is that my relationship with my husband and I come first. So when I say we come first, I don't mean, you know, we get fed before the kids or whatever and they have to fend for themselves. What I mean is that protecting my relationship is more important to me, and protecting my own mental health is the most important thing. It's the way that I can be the best parent that I can be. Protecting my mental health and protecting the family unit through, you know, my relationship, the way me and my husband work is as a team, and we can't work as a fully functioning, happy team if our relationship isn't looked after. So what that looks like, what I mean by that is that I make sure that I have quiet time every day, because I'm an introvert. I really, really struggle having two kids talking at me all day long. I find that really, really difficult. So quiet time, essentially, there's a time during the day where I am not available for playing, for chatting. Obviously, if they need me, if, you know, but I, that time is for me to read, to work, to do whatever. That's really important. And both my kids see that their parents have regular time away to hang out as a couple. And sometimes that's during the daytime. So, you know, having two young children, and also the, you know, restaurants closing, pubs closing at 10, means that actually during the daytime, sometimes we get a babysitter for the daytime and do a kind of, you know, 12 till 5 situation. That works out a little bit better for us. And I think it's really good that they see us going off and doing stuff. So I think that's probably it. I would love to hear the parenting styles that you subscribe to, the ones that you don't. Unless you're an anti-vaxxer, in which case I don't want to hear from you. I don't want to hear from you. Just go and get vaccinated and leave me alone. Hopefully see you in a few days.